Our scripture today is from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 24 to 37. This is from the NIV text, but you can follow along. But let's pray before we read this. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to read your word together, that we're reminded that your word has been made flesh through your Son, Jesus. That through Christ is the light that lights our way throughout our lives. We ask you to open up our hearts, to receive what it is that you have for us, to know that you are God and that you are in control, and to go where you want us to go. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 13, verse 24 to 37. Hear now God's word. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now, learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happen, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge. Each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Sermon title today starts with the question, what is the Girl Scout motto? Now, those of you who are on Zoom, you might know it, but I don't know if you know it. Those of you here, anyone know the Girl Scout motto? Anyone know the Boy Scout motto? That's a creed. Not the motto. The motto. What's the Boy Scout motto? Be
prepared.
Ah, that's it. Be prepared. That's Boy Scouts. What's Girl Scout motto? Be prepared. It's the same thing. Girl Scout motto is the same as the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. This was written from 1947, Girl Scout handbook. The motto is be prepared. But they explain it this way. A Girl Scout is ready to help out wherever she is needed. Willingness to serve is not enough. You must know how to do the job well, even in an emergency. Girl Scout motto, be prepared. And basically, in a nutshell, that's the sermon today. Be prepared. That's what Jesus wanted to tell his disciples and his followers. Be prepared. But I find the way that it's written to be odd, really. Because the first part of the scripture that we read talks about signs, about the coming of the Son of Man and the things to look out for. The sun losing its light, the moon not shining anymore, the stars falling from the sky. And when you read throughout the rest of the Gospels and Revelations, there's all these other signs to pay attention, to look out for. And Jesus goes on about all these signs, all these things to look. And what's a sign? Some examples of signs. He mentioned the fig tree. When you see the fig tree go in bloom and the leaves start, you know that summer is coming. We know this. We don't have to have a fig tree to understand that. The leaves or the trees in our yard, when they start getting their leaves, you know that summer is coming. When the grass starts to grow, you know that summer is coming. We know signs all around. When the leaves start to fall off the tree, you know that fall is here and winter is on its way. When the weather changes, we know things about signs. But what's the purpose of signs? Signs help to prepare us. Signs also require, or at least desire, a change of behavior, don't they? A lot of signs do. If you're looking forward to summer and spring's there and everything's growing, you get ready for summer. You start buying those things that you need, those summer supplies, whatever they might be. I'm thinking swim trunks and sunscreen, and you get the mower ready, you know, that sort of thing. When you come to a stop sign, what do you do at a stop sign? That's right, you drift right through it. You're not supposed to. When you come to a full stop, STOP, slight tap on pet, that's not right either. But you got those signs. When you come to a yield sign, what do? You speed up. I know, this is all wrong. I'm teaching you all wrong. You know, and the worst part of this is my son is 15 years old and he's listening to all this. He'll be driving in January, and I'm a terrible teacher. But these signs that we have, especially when we're driving, they require a certain behavior. When you go on the highway and you have the exit sign, it tells you to get ready because the exit's coming. Signs. You know what? Signs are powerful things. They do change behavior. I know of a psychology student at a university who had to do an experiment. And for his experiment, what he did was he made signs, arrows. And he went to California University, and in the student union building, there's a large staircase. And there's a railing that goes right down the middle of that staircase. And so people would stay to the right, right? You don't need a sign for that. It's just kind of natural human behavior, cultural behavior. They stay to the right in the United States. So people on the right were going down on the right, and people on the left, you know, coming up, on, you know. So it was all very smooth. And this student took arrows and placed them on the staircase in such a way. Did you lose me on Zoom?
We lost.
Yeah, you lost PowerPoint. Okay, but you can still hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So the student put signs, arrows, in such a way that it made people go up the down and down the up. And the funny thing was is that people actually followed the signs. Not everyone followed the signs, so there are actually people fighting against the flow of traffic in order to do what the sign told them to do. And that got me an A when I changed people's behavior. And it was so funny watching people fighting. Signs are powerful. And Jesus said, here are all the signs that's coming of man is going to happen. And when it's going to, but then Jesus says right after, pay attention to all these signs, he says, but nobody knows. Why are you telling me these signs if nobody knows? And the answer to that question is Jesus wants us to be ready, to be prepared, that when we start seeing these signs, it's going to happen soon. We don't know when. We don't know exactly the day, but Christ wants us to be ready for that. Christmas is a great time to be reminded of this. Advent. It means just that, the coming. But for Advent, what we're celebrating, what we're remembering is the first coming of Christ. As a child, as a baby, in that manger. But even this we must be prepared for. To prepare our hearts and our minds. And I think the easiest way to do that is to remember the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. To be prepared in these ways. We get prepared in so many ways. We got the decorations, we get the trees, we get the cooking, we have the caroling. We have all these kind of stuff to be prepared for. But Christ wants us to be prepared in our hearts, in our minds. To love the Lord, because during the season, so many different times are going to spring up where we can share this love with those around us. Are we focused on the baking that needs done, or are we focused on the people that need love? And this is only a dress rehearsal. This Advent is a dress rehearsal for the rest of the year. To be prepared in season and out of season for the coming of Christ. So I pray that as we practice our preparedness this Advent season, we do so knowing that we're ready in season and out of season for the coming of Christ whenever that might be. For we rejoice, Lord Jesus, come into our lives. Come into our world and help us to live for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. I leave you now with this benediction, but honestly, I'm not sure what benediction because my computer pooped out. So I'll pray a benediction for you. Dear Lord, prepare our hearts that as we leave this place, we may do so ready and willing to serve you, that we may share your love with those whom we encounter, whoever they might be, wherever we might be. We thank you that you have given us all we need to love those around us. And we pray that your hope reigns in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace today and always. Amen and amen.